Starting off, welcome everybody to another episode of Echo Chamber number 4. It's just going to be me today, and we're going to have some visuals on the screen. I'll be doing my best for you audio listeners to make sure that that I'm describing everything that I'm doing to help you follow along. But if you need some visual help, you may go ahead and check out the VOD on Twitch or YouTube. The YouTube VOD will be made into an official episode as usual. I should have started. It's all right. I'll stop and start it later. My own issues for later. Anywho. Today we're going to be talking about reworking jobs, how they're done. This has been a conversation that's been going on for a few weeks in my chat. I believe a few weeks. It's felt like a few weeks. Where we just kind of... It started off with the idea around having issues with level syncing, you know, and trying to kind of get the greater community to go along with it. And there's a lot of support for having, like, letting us keep our abilities while level synced. A lot of other games do that. But you always kind of, we meet up with some, or we're met with some resistance, either that the 14 development, the dev team, the 14 dev team won't do it, that they can't do it, that it will ruin things, that it will make players kick out people if they don't have all their abilities, that the balance will be thrown off. So, and it's always the same arguments, and it doesn't seem like any side is willing to budge. And I don't, I've taken all those criticisms, I've listened to them, I've heard them. I just don't agree. You know, nothing that has been put against me for, like, why we can't have our abilities while synced down, none of them really resonate. The rationale doesn't particularly, it doesn't make sense to me, right? So, I'm decided to take a different approach, and that is just, what if the jobs were fun to play as soon as you're able to hit any dungeon whatsoever? So around level 15, right? Level 15, not around. Exactly level 15, you can go into Sestasha. So what if we had core skills, core kits that were fun to engage with, fun to play, that still kind of met the overall theme for each job? They have the introduction to their identity, right? You're able to do what your job is supposed to do for the most part, right? The core. I'm talking about just the core stuff. And then it's elaborated on down the road. Now, some of the things that we have to get into, I took some notes here. We have to get rid of the rotation system. And that's something that a lot of people are already really upset with. And if you like the rotation system, if that's simple for you, if you like how, I don't want to use derogatory terms like homogenized, but if you like how things are kind of samey, how it's pretty easy to pick up one job from the other because you understand what a rotation is and you don't have to figure things out. Like, there are different abilities and how they work and things you have to familiarize yourself with each job. Of course, you have to figure out each job's rotation, but there are a lot of people who like things that are simple. They don't want to think too much. And I don't want to make things complicated. I think things can exist on a spectrum, and I think certain jobs can be simple, and other jobs can be complex. I don't think every job should cater to every kind of player. And I think players, especially super casuals, you guys need to be okay with, like, it's not against you if you can't play every job. And for the super hardcore, if everything is super complicated, we're going to hemorrhage a lot of players that keep the game going. So I think there is a way to compromise between these two player bases, the super hardcore and the super casual. And there's definitely, there are discussions to be had for players that don't want their job to be simple or don't want their job to be complex. That can definitely, like, I understand those arguments. I understand if you're attached to a job. I understand if, you know, you want certain things. If you're going to comment and stuff like that, in order to keep things more productive, do not come at me like I'm trying to take away your ideal job. You know, I've done this for jobs that I like Monk. All the discussions that I've had around Monk, and it's always been with the understanding, it may not, the end product may not be something that I personally find fun, but the goal is to make sure that it is fun to a dominant crowd, or like a sizable enough crowd, because it makes sense, because it feels good, right? I was perfectly content knowing, or I was content with the idea that if Monk was no longer a job that catered to me, that was fine. I just did not like how it was thematically. It needed to lean into certain elements that were just kind of left in the lore that could like be really cool elements. And then over time, they incorporated all those things with the fire and the wind and the earth and like just different things. All the stances, the orb, being able to shoot an orb out of our hands. That was something that I've been dying for years. Still waiting on the aura and all that. I think I just want you guys to go into this that I'm not trying to take things away from you, and I'm not trying to destroy what is already, the themes. I'm just trying to, we're rethinking a few things. I'm going to try and stay away from jobs I don't have any experience with that I don't like. I think the ones right now that I'm going to be talking about, Monk, we talked about Paladin a little bit because we had some cool things there. Summoner, I don't play a whole lot. I know Summoner players are just on such a wide spectrum. They're very diverse in what they want from the class. And then, of course, Black Mage. And even before, we were having somebody in chat who was like, oh, I actually like Black Mage, the changes that they've done now, because it's more accessible or whatever. And that kind of led to the conversation of it's okay if things are accessible, but I don't think everything should be accessible. And the fact that it is accessible doesn't automatically make it a good thing. You know what I mean? I think that there should be, like I said, a spectrum of complexity between jobs. Like Warrior, I would always say is going to be that currently is, and I would be fine with it remaining the kind of brain dead job for tanks anyway. Same with Samurai. Samurai feels amazing. I can't even I would put this on the list of things that I want to rework, but I can't think of a whole lot that I want redone from Samurai, because it's straightforward and all the buttons feel amazing to hit. Like already it feels really good. I would just say move stuff a little bit earlier. You know what I mean? So with that all out of the way, sorry for taking so long in the intro. I needed to get all that going, and I decided to do this as a podcast instead of a video. Like a standalone video where I try, because I'm going to try and make this super concise if I do it as a video. And while it's a good thing, it also, I have the tendency to forget that a lot of people are missing context from 2 weeks of discussion. And then people come in, they get frustrated because they're lost, they don't understand. Like I made a tweet about, I had an idea for Bard because I'd never had an idea for Bard before. And I finally had an idea of how Bard could be a Bard in 14, and like what it would do, how it would attack, like all the stuff, like, and it was just this epiphany. I'm like, and it's still really cool, but I had a lot of pushback because people didn't know what I was talking about. They didn't know the core concept of what I was aiming to do, and like the overarching discussion of, hey, I want something, not just a rework for these classes. I want a rework for the rotation system. Let's get started. I see chat already going here. Another reason why I'm doing this as a live stream or a podcast and all this stuff, so that I can get immediate feedback. If I've missed anything, then people will be able to correct me in the comments. Let's see. A comment from one of my mutuals was more usage of Kenki gauge. More Kenki. Yeah. That could work too. There's sky's the limit. Right, with all this stuff. So it's really exciting. I really enjoy this stuff. You're probably going to hear a few things that, if you're following my Call to Ascension tabletop, you're going to see some of these things bleed in, because obviously I'm going to put concepts that I think are really cool for jobs into, I'm going to suggest that for other games too. Things that I think are cool, I'm going to put into my own game, right? Yeah, I'll make some references. I'll try not to be too obscure with it. So let's see. I'm gonna move on over here to. I wanted to kind of make this consistent so I could just keep going back and forth with my image here. But so we've got. I actually should just have. Hang on, I'm gonna move this under, and then this will be under here, and then I'll move that. There we go. Okay, and then chat boxes are just going to be over. I could have another scene for this, but it's going to be too kind of hectic going back and forth, especially with, I'm not going to bore listeners with all the crap I had to go through this week with getting my computer back after what was supposed to be routine maintenance over the weekend. Tried to turn it in when I didn't have anything to work on and then didn't get it back till yesterday, and all the stuff that I had to go through here. See, Reed says, I think the issue is we get two camps in bards, bards that want to be bards and bards that want to be archers. And I can see that. I still want them to have an archer class and a sniper class that sticks with bows, and then the bard class. With what I was suggesting, there could be both. And again, there's they could do it like they did with Arcanist for Summoner and Scholar. There's just a 0.0001% chance they'll actually do that, because they already said they don't like that. So, I mean, they could always just introduce Sniper, but they already have bows. They can always add a different classification of bow or cross. Anyway, we're getting off topic, but yes, absolutely, I agree. So let's get going here. I'm going to start off with Monk. Right, it's near and dear to my heart. It's one that I understand the most. And we start to get... So overarching, right? Some things that we need to do, get rid of the two-minute rotations. Get rid of rotations in general. Obviously, no matter what you do, rotations are going to appear. But what we're going to be focusing on is combos, or are combos. Some people would be like, oh, like mudras. You're gonna probably draw that line, that simulation. Between mudras, you're hitting this combination of buttons and a different effect happens. Yes, but those are combos. Mudras are combos. You hit a sequence of buttons to get the desired result. You wouldn't look at a fighting game and look at light punch, medium punch, heavy punch into a string and then be like, oh, that's like mudras. You know, mudras are combos. That's fine. Similar to kind of how Samurai does it. Samurai doesn't have it has a rotation, but anyway. So first thing is to just focus on combos. Focus on combos, the core kit, and then we this also helps the issue of button bloat, because what we're doing is we're taking different strings from the rotation that all have to go in sequence, and we're making a nice tight consolidated core of maybe 10 buttons, 10, maybe 12 buttons total that then evolve over time, get cooler, do more effects, have cooler animations, feel better to hit. You know what I mean? So let me just, we'll start off with Monk as an example so I can do this. I hope I haven't lost anybody yet. I hope you're in it for the long haul. We're gonna go through here all this stuff. So I'm just, oh, and of course I didn't install my Wacom. The driver again, so I can't use that to undo. This will be a little clunky. Anywho, let's just get started here. It wouldn't download a combo, says Gentleman. Let me see here. So I feel like ARR Jobs was initially meant all split like Arcanist, but they didn't like how Arcanist split worked and just settled on one. That's true. I still, another thing that I want to get into at some point is, instead of new jobs, making new specializations for each job. Same job but different weapons, different abilities kind of a thing. And then they fulfill a different kind of role or a different kind of class fantasy. One idea that we had, we were throwing around, because I really like, for instance, the idea of Reaper, where you combine with your, quote, pet, you know, your Void Scent. I think Summoner would be really cool if there was a... what did I call it? An evoker type? I don't have the word for it. But where you basically merge with the summon, you gain their abilities, and then you do your attacks. Channeler. And then have the other version where it's summoner, where you're making the pet do the work. Well, we'll get to summoner as well, because that's an important thing that I think they can fulfill the class fantasy. They keep going about it wrong. Dominance in 16, exactly. But there are people that just want to be summoners. I had this discussion with Larry. He's the summoner guy, right? Went back when we were on Dualcast, and he didn't like the idea of Channeler. But other people I've been finding in my chats did like the idea of Channeler. So there are different camps, right? Anyway, so we've got Monk, right? And one of the things that we can keep from the get-go, so what we're thinking levels 1 to 15, all these things, we're not going, we'll maybe like allude to stuff. I'm not a big details person. I'm not going to be able to tell you every bit of the rotation, what the cooldowns are, what the effects are going to be, what the things are going to transform into. Just we're having general ideas here. And then hopefully that can give the development team some ideas, or we're just having a fun little kind of thought experiment here. So hopefully you guys are in for the ride here. Finally, I'm going to start. So the first thing that we have for Monk that can work overall is the... How far... Oh, okay, gosh. This is bad. The Blitz. Blitz is going to work... right now we've got the system. It's really good. You have a different combination of abilities from Perfect Balance that we can probably scrap Perfect Balance from this and make Blitz a little bit more consistent. We'll get into it. So the Blitz system, we've got, and this is Pugilist, right? We're in Pugilist. If Larry's decided to listen in right now, he's going Pugilist. Drek said Pugilist wrong again. I hate him. Pugilist. We've got Blitz. We've got Punches. We've got Kicks. Probably some sort of energy source. Even if we don't have Chakra yet. Internal energy. You know, we have inner release. Or used to have inner release. RIP. Increased crit chance. And, you know, speed, right? Also, remind me, Reed, before I move on from this, we had another really cool conversation where I was going over kind of the issues I had with specifically Heavensward Bard and Machinist and Stormblood Monk. Two things that had just good concepts but poor execution, and we fixed the execution. Like, all the things that they needed to do to fix that execution that I didn't think of at the time when I was originally criticizing it. Maybe I did. I forget. I haven't watched my old videos in a long time. All right. So we got Blitz, Punch, Kicks, Energy. Of course, the Punches and Kicks go towards the Blitz. Those are going to be our main combo pieces. Energy is going to empower these things or at the end of the Blitz. And then Speed is just kind of the general feel for it. So initially, what we have, similar to what they've given us in Viper, and I'm glad that they've done Viper, because it's allowed us to see that people can enjoy a class without having a whole bunch of freaking buttons to hit. Oh my goodness, we have a combo that can transform from one button to another by hitting one button, and it's not brain dead. It's still kind of simple because it's just you hit the lit up buttons, right? You just have to remember which is flank, which is the end icon, so you can hit your positional, right? So this is going to go into, this one button is going to go into like two different, ones, but this is all one button. So you're going to have a punch button. You're going to have a kick button. If we wanted to be maybe like another button, that's like the finisher, right? So we have punches, we have kicks, making for those of you who are not watching, just listening, we've got six boxes from two, right? So two on the bottom, they go into two other ones. So transforming as you hit them in sequence. And as you hit one from the other, it's changing the sequence of the other as well. Think like Pictomancer, how it maintains a buff from like stage one to whatever. So even if you're going from single target to AoE, it maintains your spot in the rotation of each one, respective of each other. And then the last one here, which would be the finisher. I'm going to actually put this one in the middle so we can draw where it goes. So you go from like, you can have punch, 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 and then that goes to the finisher. You can have punch, punch, kick into the finisher. Then you have punch, kick, kick into the finisher, or kick, kick, kick into the finisher. And that's how the basic combos are going to be. And have it like I said, the Blitz system. And right now they have the Blitz system available where it's like Seal Peak or Howling Fist. I'm pretty sure those are the two between AoE and... Or did they? I think they made it all AoE now. I'm not sure. They used to have it as a Steel Peak or Steel Peak the Finisher to start off with. But Monks, they've already kind of gotten the idea, right? They've already started to make it a little bit earlier. And then with these, you also have... this was in the broader conversation of how to consolidate buttons, but you could have another toggle, either a toggle or a just separate buttons for AoE. I figure if you have a toggle, it might be, I think there's an argument for either, but that's kind of one thing where to reduce button bloat, just you hit a toggle button or whatever, and then the punches and kicks turn into AoE versions of themselves. So what's happening as you're leveling up? You're a new player, right? You're getting into the game. Level one, you have a punch and you have... Maybe you don't even have kick yet. You go out into the... You start doing quests. You got to go out and kill stuff. You level up. Now you have a kick. So now you punch and you kick. And then it's going... You can punch, or you can kick. And then level three, you can punch. And then level four, you can kick. And then level five, you start comboing, you know? And so it's, one, improving the early game experience because then new players are feeling like they're engaging. They're getting cool new stuff because what can't they get? They can't get a whole bunch of new gear. They're not getting into complicated fights. They're not progressing into the bigger stuff. So the early game, to introduce people, you give them the tools that they need to have fun. And then by the end of it, we can have a few different stances as well. All right, so this is your core combo for the first three buttons, which is the punch, the kick, and the finisher. And then we can have some stances. And we can keep this with the what we have right now. We don't have to like reinvent the wheel. We can have Raptor, we can have Coral, and we can have Oppo. Right there. anywho. and then the stances do something, right? And I was thinking we can either have these three here or evolve into multiple, or because I was thinking like, how do we redo chakra later on? We can still just have it, you build up five chakra and it gets you forbidden chakra. That's fine. And then like certain combos might lean into chakra a little bit more, or certain stances, whether it's fire, wind, or earth, right? It's just different things. And another thing for these combos is inevitably somebody's going to critique and say, well, Drac, if you have... you can have as many abilities as you want. You can have as many combos as you want. There's always going to be one that's optimal. And that's true for certain situations. So the same thing with fighting games, right? You have your bread and butters. But then you also, in say Tekken, even though Tekken 8's not doing too hot right now, or even Street Fighter, you have your combos that you want to get into. You have your things that you're default to, your muscle memory. You build that up as soon as you open up your opponent. But you need to know how to open up your opponent. You need to know your neutral. You need to know your pokes. You need to know your buttons that beat their buttons, right? And now we're crossing genres here, right? We're talking about an MMO. Still the same thing, though. If you have to move a lot, if you have to go away from the boss, if you have to dodge something, if you have to stack with a party, those are all like individual situations that have required Black Mage to be completely reworked. And we'll get into it, but if Black Mage had spells that worked in combos rather than being stuck to a rotation, because old Black Mage could have handled, I think it would have at least handled it better than modern Black Mage, because modern Black Mage was given a rotation, whereas before it was a lot more freeform. You had a lot more tools where it's just like fire, fish for fire, fire threes, and then fire four eventually. But now, like, Flare Star isn't bad. I like Flare Star, but it's very strict because it's a rotation now. It's kind of beholden to its cooldowns and how it behaves, which makes things difficult. See, it says, looks like a headache. I mean, you're looking at things. It's not. It's just flat out not. Because Like, you can make things sound as complicated as you want. I had this discussion in one of my videos before when I was, like, talking about how... Like, this is so much simpler than current Monk, where it's two buttons. You combine them to do a combo. Light punch, heavy... light punch, mid punch, heavy punch. Makes an ending thing. You know what I mean? You have different stances that just influence it. And it's really not complex. It's learning the fight. It's learning your class. It's hit one button, makes something happen. Like they do in Frontlines, like they do in Viper. They did the same thing with Viper. They did the same thing with Pictomancer. Like the two new jobs that we got do this, where it's just, like, it's not complicated. Like, okay, let me complicate Pictomancer, for instance. All right, you've got... you've got your paintbrush and you have different hues and you have to build up different hues to do different things for in order to gain paint. And you have white paint and you have black paint, and white paint lets you do one thing, and then black paint is a special thing that you get after you do all these combos so that you can do a bigger attack. Now, white paint isn't always optimal, but it's good for moving, but it's something that you're going to build up, and once you have it, you can turn it into black paint. But first you have to go through a rotation and hit a cooldown. Once you hit the cooldown and then go through another rotation of the paint that goes from, like, blue, red, whatever, green that it is, the RGB, then once it's empowered through the other stance, then you get the black paint. And then once you get the black paint, then you can do the super attack. You know what I mean? Like, if I word vomit it, like people have tried to do to discredit these kinds of ideas in my videos, I can make anything sound complicated. You know what I mean? It's, like, yes, visually it's busy, but I'm demonstrating, like... Let's back up a little bit here, shall we? Let's take all this off for a second. We start off with punches. Punch goes one punch, two punch, three punch. Same button. You have kicks. One kick, two kick, three kicks. You know, it just changes to the next thing. Now, let's not focus on all this stuff. All these can go into one or the other. You have 1-1-2, 1-2-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and then the finisher, stuff like that. So, see, this is why, like, I was stressing out over the script for trying to do this as a video. That was my initial goal. It was like trying to organize all the thoughts, because it can just happen. One thing with this is kind of getting away from the global cooldown. My example was, while we started talking about Paladin during streams, it's because you say you have Fast Blade, right? When you're starting out the game, Fast Blade's not a bad move. It's quick, it's snappy, it gives you the feedback that it needs. Sound effects great, response is fine, perfect. But because of the 2.5 second cooldown, you're waiting about 2 seconds before you can do the next ability that also takes about a second to get through. So I'm not against simple abilities, but I do want them to let us, like, do things according to animation and potency, right? So let's get the argument out of the way. Well, if they make these things shorter, then they're going to have to lower the potency a whole bunch. Yes, that's the point. You're going to have your quicker, like, combo establishers, and then you're going to have your finisher, which is going to be the reason for doing the combo. And then you can't spam that finisher because you have to go through the combo. But the point is mastering feel. And a lot of jobs already do that. I'm going to give credit to Square Enix, where a lot of people don't want to right now, because they haven't been perfect, right? They've missed up a few things. They've gotten complacent, whatever you want to critique them on. They've still done it. Like, Black Mage is really good. Samurai is really good. What was the one I was playing before? New Machinist is really good with what they've done with some of their buttons, making they're really getting good at feel, making buttons feel good. Warrior's been there for a long time. New Dark Knight stuff. The new Dark Knight Delirium combo, that 1-2-3, the new animations, absolutely fantastic. And that's like the epitome of what I'm talking about. You know, initially you're just doing Delirium over and over again, right? That's totally fine. But then you get the new button, you get to a certain level, and you unlock new animations. Pet peeve, every job having the same GCD speed, regardless of their weapon. So I think it should be based on individual attacks. That's something that I noticed when we went to try out. I've tried Guild Wars before, but we went to try Guild Wars 2 again on stream because I was like, how do they do it? How do they unlock stuff? Because I remember getting stuff pretty early and it still was fun. Like, I still enjoyed exploring. I still enjoyed leveling up, you know, because one person on X was like, well, if you give people things too early, then it's like you're spreading out all the other stuff and you're getting like traits and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but that's still fun if you're having fun on the journey. You don't have to unlock new skills every single level. Like, Reaper unlocked zero skills. And I thought that was weird, but it doesn't take away from people who enjoy Reaper. Like, they just improved older skills. And I think they should keep doing stuff like that. They should keep doing. But overall, it's get rid of global cooldown, get rid of 2 minutes. Because obviously the issue with 2 minutes is the raid wides. The raid-wide buffs. You can still have raid-wide buffs in a new system like this that I'm suggesting, but you have to tie it to a resource. So it's resource-based that you have to build up rather than always on a timer. So you don't have like a FOMO for not hitting your buttons on cooldown all the time. You have to build up to it and then, you know, have enough wiggle room so that you can save the resource for certain parts of the fight. Because right now, fights are designed specifically for like 2 minutes to be like really hectic. You have to do your 2 minute while doing a really crazy dance. In this way, it would be you do the really crazy dance, you find the optimal combos for that situation. And then as soon as you get like a dead period where you get to stand still for a little bit, then you hit your big stuff. You hit your buffs, you make your own, quote, 2 minute windows, your burst windows, right? So, you can still have stuff, like support stuff, like Pugilist Monk can still have Mantra and whatnot. But let's go into Raptor, Coral, Oppo, Oppo that can then go into what we were talking about before. Oh, jeez. Where it goes into Fire and Earth. Now, let's talk about what I was going into with Stormblood Monk. Riddle of Fire in Stormblood was bad. Why was it bad? Because it put slow debuffed you. That's how it felt. And if it feels like that, it's bad. Now, what could they have done to combat this? So it wasn't a bad concept. Slowing down to do stronger hits makes sense logically. But what would you need to do? I still don't know how this is complex. Because most jobs have this, where there's the new Delirium combo, or you hit something with Warrior and it changes the animation, or the new thing with Samurai, you hit your Make Yoshisui, and once you hit that, you get a buff, and then that changes the animation. Same exact stuff that I'm talking about. And even with Monk, we get the leaping Oppo Oppo and pouncing rat or whatever they all are. In Fire, you could still do the same thing. This is the stance. You switch to Fire stance and it slows down like the buttons that you hit, not your global cooldown, right? The buttons that you hit now are slower, but they're heavier. So your combo pieces here, your punches and your kicks, change animations. So you're hitting instead of punch 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 kick kick punch kick and then finisher, you're going punch, and then you're like changing, you know, think of if you watch Demon Slayer Akaza, you pull back and you know you're bringing energy into your fist, and then boom, the next attack, and then you pull your arms back into like a horse stance, and then power up again, boom, both fists come out, and you kind of do like that. I forget what that specific attack is called. Same thing with like kicks. You could crouch down and then boom, you do a straight kick, and then flip around, boom, you do an upper a high kick, and then it does the animation where you jump up in the air, you spin, and bam, you do an axe kick to the ground. That would be fire. That's acceptable, slowing things down, but doing more damage. Is it going to be optimal in every situation? No, and that's perfect. So then you go to wind. Anytime you have to move around a lot, then you go into wind. Now your punches are, and then, and then, you know, kicks, same thing. Doing stuff like the Suzaku kicks with Blue Mage. Well, a lot more fast-paced, less damage, but also, like, more damage numbers. That's another thing that needs... So let me put in some points here where it's... All right. So the main point, number one, ditch 2 minutes. My special Japanese monster. Could have done a text box instead. I didn't test all this stuff out. Streamer, bad, you suck. We can finally just ditch 2 minutes for combo. I'll have this list and we'll read it off at the end as well for anybody who wants to, or anybody who's listening in too. We ditch GCDs for skill specific. Because right now I feel like, yes, they introduce off global cooldowns. I know that's another argument, right? The GCD is fine because we have off globals. But an unfortunate side effect of off globals is that you're no longer able to really appreciate the animations. Like you're just mashing buttons. Some people may like that, but I feel like I'm missing out on really cool animations that they've done because I have to weave in this off global, which interrupts the initial attack and switches the animations. It's just they don't give us a chance to feel it. You know what I mean? I'm fine with stuff to weave in, but like appropriately. If they fix latencies, they might add timing-based skills. They could, yeah, they could do that too. That'd be cool. But like even just like Fast Blade should be a second and a half before you can do the next thing. And it should feel like you're flowing through a combo. You know, think Monster Hunter. I know it's a different, it's an action RPG, but still, you have few buttons, but you're hitting either one button or a combo of buttons. You have, I'll say like three buttons in combination, three or four buttons in combination with your joystick. Four plus the joystick if you're counting, well, I think it goes up to six if you're counting combinations. So for like controller, say PlayStation controller, triangle circle combo can be considered one button because it's a new attack, but it's still just two buttons. Excuse me. But then you have your heavy attack, which is, or is, it depends on the weapon, really. But that you have the triangle circle trigger, bumper, and then a combination of any of those, depending on the weapon, right? I think this is why Square Enix has been gradually pushing away from double weaves like they did with Gunbreaker. I mean, that'd be nice. Like, I don't mind. Do not misunderstand me. Or I hope nobody misunderstands me. Not accusing anybody in the chat or anything. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that I'm against things going fast. What do you need? Sorry, I'm daughter. Okay, how about you just wait for your turn? You just wait. And then it's good to practice patience, honey. Thank you for coming to ask me, though. They've been wanting to take our phones and watch stuff. And, you know, kind of let it happen a little bit. And then realizing it's really not a good idea. Because they like going into unsupervised areas and then watching the phone. And I want to be able to keep an eye on them. The internet's a terrible place. Anywho, what was I saying? I don't want people to misunderstand that I'm against lots of button presses. I like things being fast. Multiple damage or multiple instances of damage from one button. One thing that I was looking at for like Dancer, you have, I think it's like the waterfall or sorry, whatever it is, that like you see the chakrams just like surrounding the boss or the enemies, whatever. It would feel a lot better, just like improving feel. All this is improving. I'm not going to put it on the list. But if each hit, like, it gives you the sound effect of the hit, but if they were able to give you a damage number each time, that would feel a lot more satisfying. Because why is Well, people like their big damage numbers. No. No, they don't. Like, they enjoy the big damage numbers, but that's not the only reason why. It's not just big numbers. Some people are attracted to big numbers, so they play big things. That's why we have warrior mains, and we have samurai mains, and we have great sword mains and monster hunter. But you also have dual blade mains and a sword and shield kind of too, where and long sword. Those the biggest attacks from those weapons, or the latter weapons, are from multiple hits very rapidly. So the satisfaction doesn't come from big number, even though big number does feel good, right? I wasn't trying to say that big number doesn't feel good. Big number does feel good, and it attracts a certain type of player. That's totally fine. But not every job is like that. Like, what if you had Ninja with Dream Within a Dream? I believe that's it, where you spin around a whole bunch and, like, do a whole bunch of... I don't know if you're doing, like, slices as you're in the air, but imagine Dream Within a Dream, and you see, like, 20 numbers fly off of the boss or the enemy that you're hitting. So this reminds me of the mod Papachin includes with his VFX mods, where every hit of the combo has its own damage ticks, even though the whole damage is pre-calculated. If somebody actually did that, that means they have no excuse. And that's totally fine. If it's already a predetermined number, we don't care about that. Put the wizard behind the curtain. You know what I mean? That's totally fine. You don't have to tell us that. But the point is seeing different numbers, right? Seeing a bunch of different numbers pop up. That is satisfying. That's why I love White Mage. That's for me, that's what makes healing satisfying, when you see like the big damage come out and then I hit, I've charged up, you know, I've pre-casted Medica 3 now, right? Medica 3, and then it's the initial heal, then the regen ticks, and then I have Lily Bell down, and I see those numbers pop up, and then I hit a Flatus, and then those numbers pop up. So it's like just my screen is full of green numbers. And there are going to be some people that are like, oh, visual vomit, but that's okay for some people. Not every job has to do it. It doesn't have to be for every class, but some classes. Like, I would be fine if Sage had a thing where it was just a massive heal. Kind of like how you have with, that's kind of Astro's thing, right? With Macrocosmos, where it's just one big heal. Boom, big button, big number, right? And I think what you could do for shield healers is have different effects with like the shields, where if you take damage, you hear like the cracking. Or you see like the effect where you like the protect image, where it's the different hexagons or whatever, or the octagons, whatever they're made of. And you see them crack, and then once it finally breaks, you see it shatter. That'd be cool. Like, that's a way to add feel. And they're getting really good at it. I don't want to, if for the Square Enix people that are listening right now, you're doing good. Like, this latest, all the combat stuff, you're getting better. You're doing a lot of stuff that I've been asking for a long time, and I think it's really good. It's just, there are a few tweaks, you know? A little bit of sound tweaks, more instances of damage numbers. And what you're getting then is a very satisfying gameplay experience with combat, because at a core level, right? So let's go back to Monk here, right? We have at level 15, because let's see, we have punches and kicks. We've got six different ones. So let's say that you could always unlock two at a time. You can unlock multiple things at a time, like a trait and an ability. But let's say we split them up over six different levels. The first six levels, you unlock all three punches, all three kicks. Level 7, you unlock the finisher. Level 8, you unlock Raptor Stance. Level 9, I mean, you could start with these two. Level 9, you unlock Coral. Level 10, you unlock Opa Opo. We've got five more levels, right? And not even consider, like, saying that we're not, like, there's always the option of unlocking these or having a few of these unlocked default. Like, level 1, you could have Punch and Kick. You could have Raptor, Coral, Opa Opo. And those, like, B stances for different stuff. and still don't know what to do for Earth necessarily, like vibe-wise. Again, I'm not great with the details right now. I know Fire, you could slow it down with really beefy animations and sound effects and like camera shake, all that stuff. That would be satisfying for people. And don't make any one, like you could still make one optimal for certain situations, sure. But you could also just be providing people with different play styles. Like, hey, I want to go into wind, so I'm going to like up my crit and skill speed. Or I'm going to go into fire, so I'm going to focus more on debt and crit or debt and direct hit. And then with earth, I don't know. I don't know what to do with earth. I'm sorry. In other RPGs, it could be more defensive and stuff like we had it before. But also, what this accomplishes, aside from making combat more fun, is that it doesn't rely on boss battles to feel like you can, like you're doing something. Like I'm struggling so much because I took Machinist, or I'm taking Machinist through the first 30 of Pilgrim's Traverse, and I'm like, when do I hit Queen? Like I have to wait for 10 levels to hit Queen, because by the time if I'm in a group. Or if I'm solo, it's fine. I can use Queen and it's okay. But if I'm in a group, Queen is standing there for 5 seconds at a time while I summon her. And then by the time she's done summoning, the thing that I've targeted is dead. So then I have to target a new, like walk, target a new thing. And then by the time I hit the new button, she's gone. Like, gosh. Oh, man. We're not going to get into like what's not wrong necessarily with Machinist here. Sorry, let me double check on stuff here. Okay, it's not the people that I'm expecting. Anyway, I don't know if it'll be popping up in stream, by the way. I'm going to do a quick plug. I don't have any sponsors today, but if you want to help me out, the grab tap, I think, is a new thing. If you do exclamation point grab tap, it should be an automatic thing in chat. I'm not sure why it's not, but it's a new thing Stream Elements is doing where all these mobile games that sponsor them, you can join my community through it, download the games, and then play, and it basically helps me out. So you don't have to if you don't want to, but then it also saves me the trouble of having 5 people watching a sponsored stream of a mobile game. So if you guys are interested in mobile games and you like that kind of stuff, then you can download that through mine, see what they have available. And then if you make a certain amount of progress, it'll help me out. So only if you like the games or whatever. It's a different few things. Problem with Queen is that the pet AI is completely broken. That's what we'll get into. We'll get into pet AI when we get to Summoner, trust me. So anyway, this, like I said, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 buttons that can be, you know, unlocked over 10 levels. What else? Right? What else do we need for like for Monk to feel like Monk, or for Pugilist to feel like Pugilist? Because we still have the level 30, right? So you can still have, I think Mantra still is better. What would be like a buff to help people during, like, for instead of Mantra, you could have it like Fighting Spirit, I guess. So, and one more button that's a buff. AoE or something like that. Can unlock a gauge. Not every class needs a gauge also, but it's a nice way to tactically limit what can be done. It gives people something to build up to. So I think I like gauges. I think they're a good mechanic. I like that more jobs have them. I understand people are getting sick of them, but like just something to build. It doesn't have to be in gauge form. I think there are multiple ways to do that. Anyway, buff AoE, and then other... what else does Monk have right now? We could have the AoE button, whether it's the toggle or whatever, because AoE should be unlocked before you go into a dungeon. And like other games like Guild Wars, just you attack and it can attack multiple things if they're in range. You don't need to have specifically AoE stuff. The problem is that every job uses the gauge the same way with no real creativity. I think that's fair. I think just as a concept, I don't want to write it off, because that's where things like Heaven's Word Bard and Machinist, that's where I think the dev team went wrong. So there were things about those that weren't good, but instead of fixing the things that weren't good, they scrapped the whole thing. So Machinist and Heaven's Word had ammo and a reload mechanic. And that being on a cooldown is fine. And it had its own resource. You didn't have to have a bar. You had, I mean, you had the heat gauge and whatever, and that, which they could still bring back if they want to. Like, it's okay if Machinist is more complicated, right? I saw people asking for less RNG on Bard. I'm like, that's the most interesting part about Bard. I desperately miss just the core kit of Bloodletter. So an issue, the issues that they got rid of were not the issues. The issue was making Bard and Machinist play similarly with arbitrarily having cast times. Now, are cast times inherently bad? No. If you use them as windups to certain attacks. On Bard, it makes sense thematically if certain abilities you could, like whether it's a toggle or you hold the button longer, but if you draw it back to fill up a bar, right? Or you hit it and it starts like Dragon Piercer, I think it's Dragon Piercer, or Thousand Dragons? I think it's Dragon Piercer for that. I think Thousand Dragons is like the 3 or the 5 arrows or whatever. But like Dragon Piercer in Monster Hunter World and Wilds and Rise? Anyway, sorry. But you pull it back and then you hear that poof as the arrow shoots forward and then as it pierces through the enemy, right? That is how you use cast times for a bow. That you have a buildup, but making all the GCDs, same thing with Riddle of Fire and Stormblood for Monk, making all the GCDs require a cast time sucks, dude. All they had to do, conceptually, great. Execution, not so great. But there is a way to do it right. And they could bring that back. And if they announced it, obviously people, oh, y'all bow me. Yeah, no, it's going to happen again. But, you know, it in execution, it feels really good once people get their hands on it. In classic Final Fantasy 14 fashion, everybody complains when they get the early news and then they play it and it's fine. Most of the time. Sometimes things that went under the radar are like, ooh, this needs work. You expedience haters. Hold up a mirror. Guild Wars had a similar thing with bow, where, you know, most of the time you're just one shot. And that one shot's fine because it's a shot, it's good sound effects, and you're hitting something. It's thunk-kum or thunk-kum. You're hitting. Sorry, my sound effects are not great. I'm not Gabriel Iglesias. But it's... And then your bigger attack is like 10 shots in a row. But it's you're watching the gauge go down. You're channeling it, right? And you're seeing like bigger numbers come out or numbers happen more rapidly. You're just watching it. But it feels good because something's happening while you're waiting for the next thing to be able to be hit. And I don't want to hit my next button because I want to finish letting that play out. It's fun watching my character do something and we get that feedback, that visual feedback, the audio feedback, the damage feedback, like hit markers. The best thing Call of Duty ever did, like making... Every politician is going to be like, see, they want to hurt people. No, it's satisfying getting the feedback that you hit something. Oh man, Black Ops 2. Good times back in college. And then for Machinist, there can still, if they gave it a laser that you charged up, that would be perfectly fine to have a cast bar. But there was no, the only reason they gave Machinist cast bars, I feel is like they did it just because Bard had it, so that they would be the same. But it's like, okay, if they wanted to go with one or the other, one, we already have casters. Don't give the RDPS nonstop cast bars, right? But if people just want solid buttons, just make, like, Dancer solid buttons. Just hit the button, thing happens, right? You don't have to charge it up. Or, you know, you have the big animations where the chakrams are, like, slice and dicing. Just let that play out. Let that play out and get that feedback. You know, bigger cooldown, more damage numbers. It's totally fine. And then, here, this isn't on my list, but let me do this anyway. Just because I was so happy with the concept, dude. I was so happy with the concept of Bard, because I was like, I know what we can make Bard, you know, where it's like, instead of, because you have, three different damage buttons, right? Three different damage buttons. So this is where it would be a little bit different. We're not going off into like one button turns into this button, turns into that button, or combos in. It's just, you have a quarter note, you have an eighth note, and maybe you have a half note. Right? And then you have your songs. You play your song, two song, three song. They have different effects. They do different things, help people out. And then your gauge, you could even have something where it's like bass clef and treble clef, where you switch, you know, have a toggle. You have a toggle here that goes between these two, right? For different effects, right? Waves, water shine. OGCD's clipping the GCD animation. Yep. See, we're on the same page here. Like Monster Hunter Hunting Horn. I brought this up. And then you could have like a cheat sheet up here where it's like quarter note, eighth note, and then half note. And then you could have a play button, right? So you finish the combo and then you play. Just Hunting Horn. You could just do Hunting Horn, right? And then you're shooting notes out. So you could still have the Bard harp bow and make it thematic, but you're like shooting out sonic waves instead, right? But then as you're playing, you're also, you know, giving your team an effect. And then there's no RNG involved. You could have RNG involved. I'm not saying you can't. But then you're just doing a thing. But you're constantly doing something. You're getting feedback. You're playing the songs. And then later on, you could unlock something where you're also getting a different instrument. You could play different instruments. Or you could glam different instruments. That's already in the game, right? And it would change it. You know what I mean? Some people did not like this. Some people think the Bard's in a really good spot now, finally. Which, again, somebody brought up earlier that it's, I think, Reed, where it's some people like the Archer aspect of it right now, but not necessarily the Bard aspect. This would be separating it from Archer. We're not doing arrows and stuff necessarily. We're doing Bard. You know, play music, buff the party, stuff like that. Make fields on the ground, whatever. Anyway, that was my idea for Bard. I was just so happy with it. It's a bit, yeah, I stole Hunting Horn. Why am I not allowed to take ideas from other games? Are games not allowed to do that anymore? Not if you're Nintendo. So I think the game, or at least the class of Bard, would job of Bard would be massively improved if they gave us a sniper, or whatever you want to call it, arbalest, bow class. Give them just a straight up bow. Call it that. You have, like I've said before, you know, people are going to get confused. No, they're not, because we have rods and staves. And you might for a second be like, oh wait, which one is this? Oh yeah, I just look on the weapon and it tells me which job it's for. Gosh, people come up with the most frustrating stuff to complain about. They're like, no, that idea cannot work. It won't work at all because people are going to be confused. It's like, or they could use their eyeballs. How many different kinds of swords do we have? Even then, Matt. Anyway, moving on. What do we do for a paladin, right? We just had... this one was really cool. I thought this was neat. I'm not a big paladin player, but it was a way to... We were talking about how to get the vibe of paladin, because you're just a gladiator up front, right? So that's what we have to do. Pardon the handwriting. I'm doing this on a small tablet that is also only registering half of my monitor. So I've only got this much to work on. So, so first off, we have sword. Oh my gosh, that's even for me. Sword, and we can even have shield. Like a shield bash or swipe or whatever. Doesn't need to be a thing, but just sword. And then, or you could also do sword and flourish, like where you go into a combo and then you flourish it somehow, whatever. And then that changes into two or three different things. Or you buff it, you have a buff button here, which would then take the place of like magic stuff later on. So this would be the buff that then changes how the sword flourish finishes at the end of the combo. Or whatever. Or you toggle it or whatever. The cool thing that I thought... what was it? I still have... I saved the VODs and whatnot of it. I'm probably not going to edit them anymore. Anywho, it was a toggle. Where you... is a defensive toggle. So instead of worrying about Sentinel and all that stuff, you have this toggle that you hit every time you're about to take damage. And this it's a defensive toggle. And you walk around with your shield up. So it slows down your movement a little bit. Your shield gets put up, kind of like Diamond Skin. Think about Diamond Skin, but actually toggleable, not like on a cooldown. And then you take less damage. But then when you're doing this, maybe you're... your attacks do less damage, but you build up a gauge or whatever. You build up energy, or you're able to do something. I think what we're talking about is either you can maybe buff this and then deal damage back, like Dragon's Dogma Magic Knight, where you take a hit and then you return it. I think Retribution or whatever Vengeance does that, but like flashier. So you hear the king and then poof, so it automatically hits back, or you get to do a shield swipe, because you can totally read that. Some of you guys are just doing audio right now are lucky. and then you could have something else where it's leans more into like offensive. So then you have something to hit when you're the main tank, and you have something to hit when you're off tank. And then you have, I think one argument was, well, then people are just going to always want to... I think somebody said... Two different people said both at one point. They're like, well, then people are always going to want a main tank so that they can get that gauge. Or then everybody's always going to want an off tank so they don't have to slow down and lose their damage. You know, like an issue that I have with, say, Passage of Arms. It's a beautiful skill. It looks amazing. It feels cool. But you don't get anything for doing it. You don't get anything for the amount of damage reduced by your party. You don't get anything for... being hit by an attack when it's up. You don't get anything for... like, you get nothing. And that's only a problem because of rotations. If we didn't have rotations, if we just had combos, then it would be basically a non-issue. Obviously, you want to reward... I think you should want to reward your players for doing what they are supposed to do, right? Like for me, say Monster Hunter, right? The latest thing with Omega, I like tanking in Omega, even if I can't do that much damage. Why? Because I like building my character to take lots of damage, but I also like being focused, having Omega do like its particle beam, and then putting up a shield, and then blocking it from everybody else behind me. That feels badass. Like, but we don't get that in 14. So, anyway, it would be something that you hold up, you do. You still get your short sword buttons. You still get magic, but like the buff would turn into magic, or you could have maybe just unlock. You could just, as soon as you hit a paladin, you get a few new buttons. Once you hit 30, you get a cure. You get a protect. You still have hallowed ground or whatever. I see no need to lock that, but like it might be cool at level 50 or whatever. Like, it's not necessary for most of the game, so you could save that. Like, just don't. As long as we have rotations, it's always going to feel bad to sink down. Okay, that's it for Paladin. I don't think we need to go too much into that. We had a more drawn out conversation about like what it could do, but it's just, you know, make the sword slashes feel better, or you could lean into doing, you know, how cool would Rage of Halone feel if you actually got 5 attacks? You can tell I'm an auditory learner. Pretty sure it's 5 attacks. But if you saw like all 5 hits and then a bigger final hit, that'd be cool. But so I'm just saying, like, they can always balance it, right? But it's the idea of you can still have a defensive cooldown early on, because right now people are like, well, you don't unlock your defensives until later, which means that if you sink everything down, the older or the people that have been tanking longer are going to be more valuable. Or if a tank doesn't have all its cooldowns, then they're going to get kicked out of the party, even though it doesn't matter if they have their defensive cooldowns at level 15. But people complain about it. People say that that's the reason why you can't have it. Yeah. I think, was it Yuvenir or somebody else that brought up the plugin where it's like, to me, it was just like, oh, it's possible then. So then people can't say, oh, they're just limited by their hardware. They can't do it. Even though Guild Wars 2 did it years before, they're just limited by their hardware. Do they need to rework 14? They just need to go away for 3 years, rework it, and make a better game. Without spaghetti. I should. What is his full name? I'm gonna write it down. Anyway. It's up to the devs to figure out how, though. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Their job. Yeah. Then, you know, you just unlock stuff peripherally as you level up, depending on what the job needs at different levels. Get cooler stuff, get flashier animations. Or don't freak out on me, skill trees. Cause meanwhile, Track wants to be a dev. Yeah. I put my money where my mouth is, Reed. Thank you very much. Me being like, you know what, this part of my game that I announced isn't working. I'm gonna spend 2 or 3 months putting in over 20 new pages for a brand new part of the system so that I can make it actually work. Should be done this month. Not done, but it'll be like finally playable again. It was hard to get people to want to DM a game that is new. So now I figured out a way to hopefully do that. Anyway, it's up to us devs to figure that out. I can't call myself a dev yet, but eventually. Skill trees bad, just make it its own class, because that's effectively what they are at that point. I mean, technically, that's kind of what I would want, is that the skill trees would turn it into a different thing. I don't know what it would do for, like, Paladin. Like, you have your different flavors of Paladin or whatever. But say, like, for Monk, you could have fists, you could have a bow staff, you could have nunchucks, or you could have a gourd, you could do the drunken fist thing where it's more supporty, or the staff, you could even make that tankier or more defensive. Like, it would be cool if you could spec your job into something and then change its color. You know what I mean? Having a blue monk or a green monk would be kind of cool. Or a red dark knight that consumes its health during to do damage. And then you could do that if it's not attached to a freaking rotation. Because then you could be like, oh, I can afford to spend my health to do this attack. I can get healed for this, or I can heal myself later through stuff, but yeah. Let's see. Moving on to Summoner. Summoner, I don't really have any ideas for certain skills. This is more of a general discussion. Being that they need to stop making the summoner need to stop making the summoner and the eggy different entities. And instead of summoner being like, hey, I hit button means eggy, now I'm sending the data to you in order to do the attack to the bad guy. Right? Instead, in order to still be a summoner, you know, Ifrit comes down because summoner says hellfire, and instead of an effect like ruin 3 coming out of its book, Ifrit is the animation. Ifrit does hellfire. You summon Bahamut. You're not telling Bahamut to do different things. Bahamut is the animation for your abilities. Like, we've gotten beyond the point, especially lore-wise, for them to be like, well, technically you can't summon them because they're full on primals and all this stuff. Like, one, we've killed so many gods in this game. Two, we found out how to safely summon primals. Three, stop being cowards. Like in a fighting game where you have a second character. Yeah, like my previous example was it Izumi from Tekken 7? She summoned a tiger for different... Kazumi. Yeah, Kazumi Mishima. Where she summoned a tiger to attack for her. You did not bring out a tiger and then micromanage the tiger. So is it a pet class or a dot class? Well, Summoner used to be a dot class. Summoner was originally a dot class. That's why people always bring it up, because they miss the dots. It should, in my opinion, just be a pet class, quote, pet class, the way that Final Fantasy can handle it, because they should do it like we have Reaper. And it's like, but did we already have Reaper? Why do the same thing? Because it's the vibe of Summoner. You have to, you're selling the fantasy of summoning the primals. Like, sure, you still use the, you still kind of bring out the whatever, void scent, kind of like a summon, but they did that. You know what I mean? So anyway, I think they should lean more into the pets actually being part of, like, the summons being part of the rotation. That way they could even incorporate, especially if you take things away from a rotation, they could incorporate more summons. You could bring in Remu, you could bring in Leviathan, or you could do different trees of summoner where one is, like we said before, the channeler, and one is the summoner, where one, your spells change and your appearance changes if you have Ifrit on you or Remu on you or whatever, and then different ones have different perks. You know, one could be more rapid fire, one could be more cast times but bigger, like explosive damage. One could be more mobile. You know what I mean? All right, that's it for summoner. That's all I wanted to say. And then for Black Mage is already, like, really, really, really close to this. It's just that they changed it pretty significantly after Stormblood. Was it Stormblood? I guess Stormblood is the first time it changed pretty significantly, because it went from Fire 1 spam into Fire 3 procs to Fire 4 spam. Was it Flare at that point? We didn't have Despair yet, I don't think. Anyway, I still think... Black Mage is my answer to people that are like, hitting one button's boring. Yeah, if the buttons suck. I loved old Black Mage because it wasn't that you were just hitting one button. It's that you were rewarded for hitting that button. Like, you hit that button and then you got that dopamine hit once when you saw your Fire 3 light up, and again when it exploded, right? That was cool. But then they attached a rotation to it. I miss Thundercloud too. I miss Firestarter. I miss Thundercloud. But what they could do to keep it interesting over time is they could still build up magics. You could still, like, they should have never introduced the timer. But you, like, you have, some people don't know this, but Black Mage used to build up those little floating astral fires around you. I think that would be cooler than having, like, a gauge for it. Because then you wouldn't even need it. Like, people wouldn't have even blinked. Like, yeah, you still had your astral fire timer, I guess, to keep it up. But, like, the idea for me would... Guys, please keep it down. Guys, girls, please keep it down. Where you could have just all the different elements. You could have five orbs of ice, five orbs of fire, five orbs of lightning or whatever. And you like build up to that. And like, say you get the five orbs around you, the five stacks of astral fire, then you like do a big cast. You see all of them float up, combine. And then that's your flare star. You shoot it out, or your flare, and you hit the opponent with it. That could still be something where you like build up and then do the ultimate one, or you have two stacks of astral fire and then that combines into fire two, or you get three and then you get fire three. And then instead of needing like these massive reworks to like take away the timers so that they can move as much as the draw or the current combat requires, and I like the current combat, I don't want that to change. Just make different make the different elements do different things for different situations. I see you could do some cool stuff with like movement. So instead of like Aether Skate, you kind of slide. Having a ley lines be something that you literally teleport between could be cool, where it doesn't like move you directly across the map, but it could break a few things, but also fun's more important. Shadowbringers gave us three great things: Despair, Umbral Soul, and Xenoglossy. Yeah, I still agree that those are great, and I don't think that they should be removed necessarily. I think there's a way to still have Black Mage without binding it to a rotation, because it was fine without a rotation. It was fun without a rotation. You were just trying to hit fire as much as possible before you ended off with a flare or your despair. You know what I mean? But they tried to force it into the 2-minute meta, and it's still fun. It's just not as great. And if you're in like a fire phase that requires more cast times, and it's all of a sudden you have to move, transpose, or like you could convert, similar to how Samurai does it with their flowers. Forget what they're called. Turning that into Kenki could be a similar thing as well. I think lightning could be so many things. Either have it as dots or have it as something that you channel. That could be so sick. Like if you're doing like force lightning or whatever, and you see you're holding it and you just see damage numbers continue and like they get bigger and bigger as you go. That'd be really neat. Like they're sleeping on channeling. I think there's some really cool skills that they could do through channeling. I still want Monk to have a channel of like 100 fists and just more and more damage numbers popping up. Like they could do it. They absolutely could do it. All right, I think that's it for like my major ideas here. Let's kind of go through. Reed, help me out here if I've forgotten anything. I'll, like I said, for anybody just listening today, I will try it. To be fair, Black Mage 2-minute meta is just save Polyglot and spam it in burst. Removal of timers actually helps the divorce from the 2-minute rotation. All that stuff was required because they put it on the 2-minute rotation, is my view on it. Like, it needed stuff to fix that because, like, yeah. You have to do things in a specific order all the time the same way. So it's not as flexible, less skill expression. Girls, please. They're having fun, but it's really hard to talk over. Only channels we have right now are Meditate, Improv, and, yeah, the Anotman. So ditch 2 minute for combo system, ditch GCDs for skill specific timings and animation from one button. Unlock core skills by 15. Improve those skills by as you level. And you know, like you can have capstone things like super cool things or like super animations or potency increases at technically also flamethrower, yeah. Have I seen the Breaker class in Lost Ark? No, I don't think so. This last class I saw was the Glaive, I believe. So, and see, my thoughts are kind of all over the place. It would have been better with a script to make things more cohesive. But again, I felt that this was better in a conversational area because then I could get feedback and stuff. Flamethrower would be cool if it had like a napalm stack that it gave enemies that it hit. So the longer that they stood in it, the more damage it did. It's probably a pretty easy fix to that. It's a MA class with martial arts close to spec where you can build up to a punch skill. That is just what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, Lost Ark, a lot of their stuff, they have a lot of really cool skills. It wasn't Breaker. I think it was Striker. Or is that what it was called? Where you like charge it up and you do a tiger kick is really cool. I think Spirit or Soul Fist had a few things where you're channeling stuff. That one was like you're shooting finger beams rapidly. That was really cool. Lost Ark has a lot of really cool animation stuff. It's a very satisfying game for combat. And again, very situational stuff where you have certain abilities that you hold specifically for like the boss charging at you, or if you break the boss, then you can use your ultimate and you save it for those moments and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I figured Breaker is new. I was just saying stuff from older classes that existed that I played with that I enjoyed. Let's see. Yeah, combo system. Let's see, more. Let's see, raid buffs on resource limits rather than timers. How many times do you actually get the? What are we talking about? I think we're still talking about machinists. Got 11 damage trucks, one of the highest AoE damage option by a mile, but it's a big if. Yeah. Because all this stuff is a perfect alternative. It's a lot of work, but it's something, like I said before, if I was the developer, I would take it on. I've done plenty already on my own with my own game. Sorry, where was I? So it's a design philosophy that I built most of my stuff on. I don't know if people are going to enjoy it or anything. I'm not saying that it's good necessarily, but this is how I've designed stuff. And like I said, I put my money where my mouth is. I wouldn't ask the dev team to do something that I personally wouldn't want to do for my own game. These are things that I build up what you're supposed to do. Like I give the class its identity. And then, so there are like three different tiers in mine where it's like just archetype. So it's very general. You kind of get your idea of what you're doing, and then you have fighting styles. So you start to specialize and figure out where you want to take your character. And then you have advanced jobs, so you have like three different options. And then within those are 2 to 3 different specs or subclasses that you can specialize into. And then each one has their flavor. And then once you get to the elite class, it basically makes everything that you used to get easier to do or better. So, yeah, I mean, as long as we don't get action combat, I'm fine. So you can't send that type of MMO. I love action combat. I love Black Desert. I love... At least I love the combat in Black Desert. I like Lost Ark. I like Monster Hunter, even though it's not technically an MMO. It's an online game. It's action combat, role-playing game. But I wouldn't want to change what 14 is. Again, we talked about this before as well. The trouble that the 14 devs have gotten themselves into is that they initially had a product that a lot of people fell in love with and were engaging with. And then at a certain point, a lot of people that weren't there for that came into the game and started complaining about it. And I'm sure some original players complained about stuff too. But you had people who didn't care about the original vision. And so then Square started to cater to people who really weren't that invested in what the game was. They just wanted their version of it. I don't want my version of 14. I want a better version of 14. I want something that already has what exists, but still, like, because what I'm suggesting, again, has existed in 14 before. There are things that I really enjoyed about it. But then having a bunch of people, like, if you're not good at keeping track of a bunch of stuff, I still think there should be jobs for you. I think there should still be a spectrum, and it makes sense that more jobs would err on the side of simplicity than complexity, because that's where most of the players are. But I really can't stand it when people are like, no, this should never be this complex. No, we shouldn't have RNG in this. No, we shouldn't have this. Everything should be on a very strict rotation. That's so short-sighted, because it's like you think you're the only person that matters. You think your enjoyment is the only thing that matters. Whereas I'm bringing this up not because I'm not me alone, I'm not having fun with stuff with level sync content and combat. I've always hated the combat in this game, but I'm not alone. Like, this is an issue that I hear come from people a lot. People see the game going this direction and they're not happy about it because they see it going in this direction because they've seen where it's been. And so I want to contribute to the conversation of solutions. I don't even want to express optimism for 8.x. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I hope they do well. But, like, guess what they can't do if we don't say anything at all? Fix it. At the very least, RNG and procs are the reason you quit WoW. I mean, if every class was made with RNG and procs, then I can understand that. But if they only had RNG and procs for a certain number of classes, then that shouldn't be a problem. You just don't play those classes. You find the class that does work for you. But if it's all that, because right now we only have rotations. I'm fine if some classes keep rotations. Like Samurai, I can't think of a whole lot of ways to make that better. It feels good. I like the timings on it. I like the buttons. Everything about it feels good. I don't mind if jobs get simplified and homogenized as long as fights are more fun to compensate for it. I disagree with that, because you can't have every fight be interesting. Because why are they homogenizing and simplifying every rotation? It's not because of savage fights. It's because the lowest common denominator can't figure out how to play the game at a higher level. And so they simplify everything, which means that if you're in a dungeon, everything is super simplified. And the way that the rotations are, like, the issue again with rotations, or I should say not again, but the issue with rotations too, is that the only way to level up the only thing to gain as you level up to, like, make it meaningful, I guess, is putting big major parts of the rotation at the end of the leveling experience. Yeah, so, like, I'm not saying, so, sorry, let me read it for anybody just listening. Focus should be moving away from cooldown and more towards building up towards big hits and resource management. Also give more situational buttons. That's mostly what I've been talking about with my combo system, the suggested combo system that I've been going over. Yeah. Yeah, you build up to stuff, and then when you can't do the big stuff, you have optimal choices in the meantime. But then you have your bigger stuff once you have burst stuff for burst windows. So I think that the fights right now are good, and I can tolerate max level play because I have a full system. I have a full kit. I can do my entire rotation. I have buttons to press. But they don't let us keep the full kit because of XYZ, you know, when you sink down. So, and that's what this solution is towards, not just to get rid of 2-minute cooldowns or 2-minute rotations and all that stuff, but to also make the game enjoyable combat-wise at every skill level, at every stage. That's on SE, though. I know. So, but this is what I'm saying, is that if you keep all the jobs bland, and just rely on the end game content being fun, you're going to start getting to a point where people don't even want to get up to that point because they're not having fun playing the really brain dead content. Like, go back to Monster Hunter for a second. I know it's action combat. I'm not saying that. I hope nobody interpreted me saying that just because I compared it to Monster Hunter that I want this game to be action combat. If I want action combat, I'll play action combat games, okay? Because my brain works, right? I can think logically and be like, oh, I don't like Final Fantasy 14 because it doesn't have the action combat that I like. I think it should be action combat. No, I have action combat games that I can go play. And I absolutely agree that 14 should help players get better. There's ways to do it without like talking down to the player base and being like, get good. They just don't. They definitely should help players or give them tools. Give them tools to improve, because right now there are basically none. You have to watch guides, you have to look up rotations, you have to figure out strats and stuff like that. That requires like community. The community does that. Square doesn't do that. I'm not saying Square has to do everything, but anyway, I got sidetracked again. I was talking about Monster Hunter. I'll go in, and if I just want to have fun, I can have fun against the Chatacabra, which is the lowest, one of the lowest monsters, or a Kemetris. Like if a hunt says go hunt this monster and it's super low rank, I can still have fun with that fight because the buttons all feel really good to hit. I'm not locked. My rotation is not locked behind my rank. As soon as you unlock the game, you get out there, you've got your entire moveset in front of you. Of course, Monster Hunter is a thing where you're it's all about like grinding and getting new gear, but 14 can also be that. You build up, like there are things to, like that's what one person was like, well, there's nothing to look forward to if I get all my job or all my abilities, my core abilities by level 15. Yes, there is. You gear up, you unlock cooler abilities, you unlock more powerful versions of those abilities, you get better traits, you make your core abilities easier or more optimized. What kind of combo system are we talking about? One where it's just like, so for Monk, for instance, instead of doing a rotation, you'd have, and also to like help with button bloat, you just have one button that turns into multiple buttons the more you hit it. Same thing with Pictomancer, same thing with Viper. We already have it in the game. I hate it when people are like, well, then the game's going to be brain dead because you don't have as many buttons to hit. That's stupid. If the buttons feel good to hit, if they're fun to hit, it doesn't matter how few there are. I still think it's okay if there are more complex jobs out there that you have to hit more buttons. And if you have to be more technical, that's still okay. But not every job has to do that. And it doesn't make it a bad job just because it doesn't have that. So in Cabal, you had your own combo system, but you needed to pay attention to the bar to hit the sweet spot and have the combo doing... And as a reward, you did more damage, but you had free reign on what to do or what to combo. I don't know about bar, it basically, you hit skills in a certain order, and then you have like a finisher of some sort, or you have a goal to build up to. And then a few different options, like you have your big damager for your burst windows, and then you can have other ones that are more based towards movement. One maybe more based towards range. I think Viper is great design button-wise. If they can apply that to the jobs, that would benefit from that design. If they just move away from the 2-minute, it'd be great for the next expansion. I agree, yeah. But yeah, I think there are other games, definitely. And I'm not sure how similar Cabal is, but like my point, like I've used Guild Wars 2 as an option. They don't really have combos necessarily, but they have a few buffs and they have a few actions. And then all those actions have different cooldowns or different charge times or channels or whatever. So, I know that this looks really busy as well, but it's in practice it's not because we literally have it in the game and everybody can handle Pictomancer. This is just Pictomancer. Like if you replace punches and kicks with single target and AoE, same thing. So yeah, I think that's it for today. So thank you all for hanging out. I hope this answered questions. And again, if you guys are reading this or listening to this or watching this later on, feel free to get into the comments. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm not trying to fight with people. If you have certain ideals for your jobs, feel free to put those out in the comments. But again, at a certain point, we do have to let go of the notion of not every job has to be for me specifically. You know what I mean? I'm just throwing out ideas, right? Because if I don't throw out ideas, it'd be like, well, it's easy to say that. You don't have an idea of what to do, though. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just what I got to do to make it to make my point here. And I hope that we can come to a conclusion. Again, if you like the way that things are, you need to speak up about that, because otherwise people who are complaining, including myself, were the ones talking about it. But I do want more voices to be heard so that as many people as possible can be happy. But right now they're trying to please everybody with their changes. And that's just not the way to go. They need to trust their gut, even if it's not this, but they need to make things a little bit more entertaining. They need to make combat cleaner, and they need to make level syncing not so awful, especially if they're going to lock content behind it, like the relic. And I know the relic isn't necessary, but nothing in the game is necessary. It's a game. So this drove me crazy. People are like, you're not going to have that. You're not going to ever have no dance partner on Dancer because it unlocks at level 60, stupid. It's like, okay, well, what about level syncing? Just don't level sync, idiot. Okay. Right. Anywho, yeah, just don't interact with the roulettes. Ever. Is what, that's their solution. Just don't worry about improving it. Just don't interact with the game. Love that mentality. Anyway, So need to let the devs cook. This 2-minute meta was our mistake to give that feedback. Yeah, and now we know what it is on both sides. So hopefully people can, you know, what to ask for. And again, if you like things simpler, that's okay. I'm not your enemy. If you like things more complicated, that's okay. I'm not your enemy. I think we can have, in that way, we can appease everybody. We just can't make every job for everybody, if that makes sense. I think that's it for now. Of course, we get more in detail. If anybody likes this or whatever, you want me to talk about certain jobs in depth, you can definitely do that in the future. I'm going to try and do these more frequently, and I'll have guests in again at some point. So thanks all for watching. Again, if you are live with me right now, I'm going to go into Pilgrim's Traverse, so hang tight. You can just stay in the chat room. I'll be back in like 10 minutes or 5 minutes here. Hope you all have a great rest of your day, night, wherever you are. God bless you all, and we will see you next time.